This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Wednesday, April 7, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRehove. Making headlines today. The South African government has indicated that there is no plan B to close funding gaps that could arise at Eskom's 4,800-megawatt Medupi power station project should the utility fail to secure a contested $3.75 billion World Bank loan. The World Bank is due to vote on the loan approval on April 8, with a so-called Global Day of Protest in opposition to the proposed loan planned for Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Energy Minister Dipuo Peters and Department of Energy DG Nelisiwe Magubane said that they had been offered no further visibility on how the bank's 24 voting members would vote. Meanwhile, Energy Minister Dipuo Peters said that the draft consultation paper on the second version of the Integrated Resource Plan, or the IRP2, would be published during April. The IRP2 will provide a power investment and energy mix roadmap for the next 20 years. The document, which was initially expected by the end of March, would form the basis for a far-reaching stakeholder engagement process, which government's Interministerial Committee on Energy approved in late March. Peters indicated that the plan would emphasize renewable energy, electricity imports, and demand-side management schemes. However, it's also likely to include further coal-fired power stations and the resurrection of the country's nuclear energy program. Also making headlines, Trade and Industry Minister Rob Davies says that 75% of companies in the private sector are still not fully BEE compliant. South Africa's Competition Commission conducts a search and seize operation at the offices of South African Airways, Mango Airlines and the Airlines Association of Southern Africa. South Africa's energy minister continues to back the Kuga refinery project in the Eastern Cape province. And the second version of government's industrial policy action plan is seen as a realistic growth strategy. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.